Tonight I'd like to give gratitude for a special section in our book, in our textbook, Science and Health, which is used often, but really recently struck me. It's, divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. It is not well to imagine that Jesus demonstrated the divine power to heal only for a select number or for a limited period of time, since to all mankind and in every hour, divine love supplies all good. The second part I don't say often, but recently reading it over, the words "in every hour" struck me. And it brought a healing that I had a few years ago to mind, to even help me more appreciate what Christian Science has given. At this in this particular time, I was taking care of someone not well, and at the time we were having 24-hour shifts. I had worked all night. The person I was taking care of was restless, and it took everything out of me, praying and working. Towards the next day, towards mid-morning, I just felt like I couldn't go on anymore. I was so tired. That was the sense of it anyway. And I just didn't know what I was going to do. I had another probably 8 hours more to go. But I turned to God with all my heart, and I prayed that he helped me to carry on. Shortly after that, this person went to sleep so quietly and soundly for 4 whole hours, which gave me the time to also get the strength that I needed. I can't forget this time because I know how difficult it had become. But it proved to me that no matter what the circumstance, no matter what is going on, as it has been mentioned before in several of these testimonies, God is a God at hand. It says so in the Bible. He is a God at hand that we can turn to anytime for any help. And if we have been faithful, reaching out for his help, yes, he does answer prayer no matter what. I am so grateful for what I've learned in Christian Science because I knew these some truths before, but never applied it, never turned away from error the way I've learned to turn away from it now. I am so grateful for everything I've learned in this church. I'm grateful for the readings tonight, the particular selections, and thank God for a group of people working constantly to prove God's laws. Thank you.
Thank you.